Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
All right, I don't want to run out of time here, but we should have thought of Chief Fitch, former St. Louis County Police Chief and former St. Louis County Councilman, with us this afternoon. How are you, Chief? Thanks for jumping on here with me. I appreciate it.
It's all good, Mark.
Well, what is your opinion of this right now? When we hear, and again, I'm not blaming Kara because this is a new administration, but for her to say this was something that was put in place in 2021 and they didn't have someone to press the button on the tornado warning, you say, what the hell, right?
Yeah, it's definitely, this was not a human error. I think I heard it described as that. This was a policy failure is what this was. So why would you give the city emergency management agency the authority to push the button when there's nobody there 24/7? So in St. Louis County, it's done much differently. The St. Louis County Police Department is also the leader of the Office of Emergency Management. So if there is a tornado warning put out in St. Louis County by the National Weather Service or an adjoining county, because, you know, tornadoes move, the supervisor in the emergency 911 center activates the tornado sirens for the whole county. So that obviously is operated 24/7, and they know it's their responsibility. So there's never a question as to who has to do this.
So what is your impression of what happened here?
Right.
Well, for some reason, the city delegated the city emergency management agency to do that. But then they had nobody available to push the button when the time came, because I think what I read in the media reports, they were all at a workshop somewhere.
That's the other thing. Sue. Wait, I gotta focus. See, I thought I heard that they were all at a workshop. It's not like the forecasters, Dave Murray and everyone else, wasn't warning people throughout the day that we had a very combustible atmosphere and these storms were possible.
Yeah, because we couldn't figure that out, Tim, because it happened in the afternoon. It wasn't like an odd hour, you know, 2 a.m. or something.
Well, I think the best question for a journalist to ask is, okay, SEMA, do you have somebody there at the button 24/7, 365 days a year, yes or no? The answer should always be yes. And my guess is they don't and didn't on that day. So that's how the failure happened.
So when I'm in my home last night asleep and it's 1 a.m. and the sirens, I have a siren that's essentially about 100 yards from my house. That goes off. That's because someone in the county has deemed, because of the forecast, because of the warnings, that those sirens should go off, not just in my part of St. Louis County, but all over St. Louis County?
That's right. Or it could be, like, you live very close to the Jefferson County line.
Yes.
You know, there could be a tornado in Jefferson County, High Ridge, heading north. They're going to put the sirens are going to go off in St. Louis County also.
That's interesting.
Wow.
So, in other words, what happened Friday likely is in North County, they had sirens go off. But in North City and in other parts of the city, that's where the failure was.
That's right. All of St. Louis County, the sirens went off. I had just pulled into my home in West County, and the sirens had gone off. So we know the sirens, the warning had been out from the National Weather Service for some time before the tornado even landed in Clayton and then started heading east. So there's really no excuse other than it was a policy failure.
Well, this deserves a lot more conversation. Unfortunately, we're up at the end of the hour, but we thought of you here just a few minutes ago, so I appreciate the insight. We're going to probably take some calls on this in the next hour, but thank you, Tim. I appreciate it.
All right, you're welcome.
We have Sue's News coming up and then Telephone Tuesday, so I think people want to chime in on some of this. We'll give you an opportunity. We'll open up the phone lines right after Sue's News. Hang in there.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.